Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the 2021 annual results of the Mahle Group. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The presentation is available online. Please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. You can also download the presentation from the Mahle Investor Relations website. During the Q&A session, after the presentation, you're invited to ask questions via the web chat or phone. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Michael Frick, Deputy Chairman of the Management Board and CFO of Mahle Group, Jan-Frederik Thiele, Vice President Corporate Controlling, and Ralf Josef, Vice President Corporate Finance. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Frick.
Yeah, thank you very much. Welcome to our investor update call. My colleagues and I will now present to you the annual results of 2021. After our presentation, we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. Please let me start with the recent news. Mahle and Matthias Arlet have decided to terminate their cooperation by mutual agreement until a decision on a successor as CEO has been taken by the supervisory board. I will take over as Chairman of the Management Board and CEO on an interim basis. The global economy gained momentum in 2021 following the significant worldwide decline due to the pandemic in 2020. Nevertheless, especially the second half of 2021 was influenced by increased costs for energy, raw material, and freight. Associated semiconductor supply bottlenecks resulted in production shortfalls by OEMs. The most recent challenge, the war in Ukraine, is additionally impacting the world economy. Facing all these challenges, we are continuously focusing on strict cost and cash discipline and consistently implementing our restructuring plan. Looking at the global automotive market development, S&P Global show an increase of 3.5% for light vehicles compared to last year. This reduced rise is the result of the semiconductor shortages and general procurement risks. According to S&P Global, production for passenger cars is expected to continue to slightly recover by 5.6% in 2022. However, it is difficult to foresee the extent to which the consequences of the war in Ukraine and the ongoing economic challenges mentioned will further impact vehicle production. In the middle of these challenges, the transformation pace in our industry is increasing. According to our market analysis, the global share of battery electric vehicles, fuel cell, and hybrid engine solutions is set to increase significantly, specifically from 13% today to 30% in 2025 and to 70% in 2035. As part of our dual strategy, we will concentrate on exploiting further CO2 saving potentials for the efficient internal combustion engine operated by using non-fossil fuels. We aim to ensure the highest possible level of competitiveness in terms of quality and cost. This paves the way for Mahle to be a consolidator in this business area. At the same time, we are consistently expanding our product portfolio with innovative solutions for electric and fuel cell-driven vehicles. Mahle is making rapid progress in the conversion to alternative technologies for CO2-neutral mobility. By 2030, we want to increase the share of our sales that we generate independently from light vehicle combustion engines from the current around 60%-75%. With the power of Pioneergeist, which is also the claim of our annual report 2021, we emphasize our aim to remain a pioneer in the automotive industry. A patent analysis carried out by Quant IP underlines this statement. Mahle achieves high scores regarding quantity and quality of patents. we are ranked as first and third in the categories battery and cells and electric engine. One highlight is definitely our e-motor. It has advantages in terms of cost, resource security, and environmental compatibility by avoiding the use of rare earth elements. This gives us geopolitical independence, an argument that is more important than ever. To proactively manage the transformation, we announced a global restructuring program in September 2020. We plan to reduce our global headcount, mainly in Western Europe and North America, by approximately 7,600 over the coming years. The progress is now about 75% worldwide, is in line with the implementation plan. Nevertheless, we will continue to track and manage our capacities on a global level. We are confident that the announced restructuring measures will help to strengthen our future performance. We already see first results, which will get more substantial over the time due to the expected payback period of around 2.5 years. Besides our restructuring measures, Mahle actively oversaw the challenges, shortages and price increases brought with them. In general, cost risks for indexed raw materials are managed by use of price adjustment clause with customers. For several raw materials such as aluminium, the remaining net exposure is hedged. In addition, we are negotiating with our suppliers and customers to achieve a fair sharing of the burden. Our measures are also helpful to manage the challenges the future market situation brings in regards to the war in Ukraine. I would like to give you a short indication how Mahle is currently impacted. Our direct business activities in Russia are of subordinated importance to the group. For 2021, far below than 1% of our direct production material came from Russia, Ukraine or Belarus, and Mahle's sales to third parties were only generated by less than 1% in these countries. Nevertheless, an increased number of production shortfalls at OEMs as well as rising costs for energy and raw material are already impacting our sales and profitability. However, it is not always possible to distinguish if the negative effects are caused by the pandemic, the semiconductor shortage, or the results from the war in Ukraine. Sales by the end of March 2022 are still well above budget, but just slightly above last year's figures. An outlook for full year 2022 is still difficult and depending on the evolution of this conflict. Despite the economic impacts on Mahle, we don't ignore the social aspect of this terrible conflict. Therefore, we supported, for example, the humanitarian efforts for the people in Ukraine with a corporate donation through the Mahle Foundation. And with this, I'd like to hand over to Jan Thiele, who will give you some more insights into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Frick. Due to our agile and consistent actions, the implications of the headwinds could be partly offset. Mahle sales outperformed the market growth considerably with a rate of 11.9%. Our EBITDA margin improved significantly to 7.3%. Therefore, the net debt to EBITDA ratio returns to a conservative level of 1.3, which is far below the 2.0 threshold of Mahle's financial policy. Mainly due to the issuance of a new corporate bond and higher working capital, our balance sheet was extended by around 6%. This is the main driver of a slight decline of the equity ratio to 23.9%. It is our clear intention to build up a higher ratio as we are still below our defined minimum threshold of 33%. Mahle improved its sales by 11.9% compared to last year, resulting in revenues of 10.9 billion euros. Unfavorable currency translation effects of 177 million euros and positive M&A effects of 178 million euros balance each other. The M&A effect was from the purchase of the air conditioning business of former KEEN Corporation in February 2021. Mahle's organic growth was therefore as well at 11.9%. Organically, all Mahle regions surpassed the respective regional market growth rates. On a business unit level, the highest proportional organic sales growth was in aftermarket and electronics and mechatronics. In the first half of 2021, we substantially outperformed our budgeted sales. On the contrary, our sales were especially hit by the semiconductor shortage between August and October. Due to recovering growth rates during November and December, we managed to slightly overachieve our budget for the second half of the year. In the first quarter of 2022, sales outperformed the budgeted figures by 15%. A very positive sign is that our earnings increased strongly. Primarily, the volume effect and numerous cost savings positively influenced the good result. Our EBITDA margin is currently at 7.3%. This is a considerable improvement compared to former years, especially if you take into consideration the burden of around 300 million euros of increased costs for raw materials, logistics, and energy compared to previous years. Even for raw materials with existing price adjustment clauses, the rising prices hit us currently. This is due to time lags between the longer horizons of adjustment clauses with OEMs and rather short-term adjustments from suppliers. Please keep in mind that also the prior years were impacted by high extraordinary effects. In 2020, 347 million euros, and in 2019, 162 million euros of restructuring costs negatively influenced our earnings. In 2020, we proved our resilience and good crisis management, showing a strong reduction of net debt. This year, net debt was impacted by higher working capital. Especially inventories went up due to short-term order reductions by OEMs and higher material costs. Besides that, liabilities decreased. Driven by the risen EBITDA, our leverage ratio improved strongly to 1.3. The increase in working capital also reduced our operating cash flow of 366 million euros. Besides that, it reflects that net loss influenced by drastically increased costs for raw materials, logistics, and energy. Cash out for restructuring of 82 million euros further decreased the operating cash flow. The cash flow from financing activities reflects the corporate bond issuance of 750 million euros compared to the repayment of our 300 million euro corporate bond from 2014. Besides that, we reduced bank liabilities. With this effect, the cash flow from financing activities is the main driver of our cash fund being increased by 277 million euros to 1,041 million euros at the end of 2021. In total, the group's financial position remained stable. I would now like to hand over to my colleague, Ralf Josef.
Thank you, Jan, and welcome everybody. In February 2022, eight lenders agreed to our extension request of our 1.8 billion euro revolving facility agreement by 1 year to 2025. Two lenders declined the extension. Accordingly, the commitments of 33 million euros of these two lenders will terminate in July 2024. The extension and the corporate bond of 750 million euros due in 2028 stretches our maturity profile. Until the end of 2023, Mahle's maturities are amounting to 790 million euros. These maturities are well covered by our cash of 1.1 billion euros and three committed credit lines from our syndicated loan facility of 1.8 billion euros. We continue using a broad variety of funding sources and intend to further broaden those. In total, unutilized committed credit lines together with cash amount to an available liquidity of around 3.1 billion euros at the end of 2021. Since April 2021, Mahle is rated BA1 by Moody's. Yesterday, Moody's confirmed our BA1 rating and just lowered the outlook to negative. We consider this to be reasonable given the various negative impacts we are currently confronted with. At the same time, it shows a trust in our strategy and the resilience of Mahle. We further served investors' demand by establishing to publish half-year financials on our website. For Mahle, ESG has an increasing importance. Beside our EcoVadis rating with silver medal status being amongst the best 25% in 2022, we report on our greenhouse gas emissions as part of the CDP. For 2021, the organization assigned Mahle Group's climate protection measures as a grade B, which is well above average in our industry. To document our efforts, Mahle is publishing a sustainability report on a yearly basis. With regard to environmental protection, Mahle further managed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in 2021. As a company owned by an anthroposophical foundation, social responsibility is part of our DNA. The Mahle Foundation supports more than 100 projects and initiatives in 2021. In general, Mahle continuously strengthens organization and processes regarding ESG and EU taxonomy requirements. This is backed by strong management support. In 2020, we set our CO2 reduction target for the Mahle Group. By 2040, we aim to be carbon neutral in terms of all direct CO2 emissions and those associated with purchased energy. In Germany, we have already reached this goal in 2021. As a midterm target, we aim to reduce our Scope 1 and Scope 2 CO2 emissions by at least 55% by the end of 2030 compared to our 2018 emissions. To achieve this target, we are taking actions in three areas. First, we aim to increase energy efficiency by 2% every year. Secondly, by operating our own photovoltaic systems, which are generating electricity from solar energy. And thirdly, we aim to increasingly use renewable energy sources to cover our electricity demand. Furthermore, emissions in the upstream and downstream value chain becoming increasingly important to our stakeholders. Therefore, we plan to integrate the Scope 3 emissions into our data recording. On this basis, we can develop a Scope 3 target as well as a roadmap. In the course of this, we intend to integrate CO2 targets in awarding criteria of suppliers and processes. In conclusion, I would like to say that we remain cautious due to the current economic situation. Mahle will continue to adjust its cost structures. We are confident that the investments in restructuring measures will help further strengthen our future performance. Regarding our strategy, we will drive the change toward sustainable mobility. Thank you very much for your attention. We would now like to start the Q&A session.